From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
How would you like to feel the way she looks?
The aria is from Il Trovatore. The boogie, boogie, boogie is courtesy of Groucho Marx, who, along with his brothers, satirized Verdi's drama in the 1935 comedy classic A Night at the Opera. And in truth, Il Trovatore is an easy opera to make fun of. It has a complicated, unsavory, and highly implausible story. And to have any chance at understanding it, you first have to learn a backstory that's even more complex and unlikely. One character is so unhinged that before the opera even starts, she mistakes her own child for someone else's and kills him. The son she does claim as her own seems unsure of whose child he really is. And then there's the fellow who spends his lifetime trying to avenge his dead brother, even though he has a sneaking suspicion that the brother might still be alive. But while the opera could easily come off as a parody of itself, it doesn't. That's because Verdi showered it with what seems like an endless string of the most beautiful melodies he ever created, giving clarity to a murky story and bringing shady characters vividly to life. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Verdi's Il Trovatore in a production from Switzerland's Grand Theatre of Geneva. The stars are Zoran Todorovic as Manrico, one of opera's most challenging tenor roles, along with soprano Tatiana Serjan as Leonora and mezzo-soprano Irina Mishura as the vengeful Azucena. The conductor is Evelino Pidot with a Suisse Romande Orchestra.